Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Madison. My co-host John and I have been podcasting since 2005, and we do tons of bonus shows every week for our main show, Video Game Outsiders. Now, Warcraft Outsiders is one of those shows, so if you want to get these shows earlier, with better sound quality, and without this annoying ad at the front from me, you can check out VideoGameOutsiders.com and go premium for $1.99 a month and get tons of shows from John and me and support us. So let's check this episode out. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Warcraft Outsiders. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Michelle Madison, also known as Shelly.
I'm John. What's up? How's it going? Here we are. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Share your character name, John. That's what we're supposed to do here. What do you play? Who are you in-game?
I'm Vatica.
Mm-hmm.
Vatica.
That's a girl's name, I think.
It's. You think so?
I mean, have you met a guy Vatica? I guess I've never met a guy or girl named Vatica, but...
I don't remember why. I looked up some Latin words, and I liked it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess it is kind of girly. Like, oh, this is my Donna Vatica.
Right.
Have you met Vatica?
It's like a vampire's name in like a CW show or something.
Is it bad?
I think you should change it. I mean, we just had this conversation last week about how like you don't play girl characters and your friend does and you think it's weird or whatever. And then here you are on a dude named Vatica.
What like, makes you think that's a girl's name, Vatica, though? I don't think it is.
Tell me a guy's name that ends in A. Vanessa, Monica. Okay, tell me a guy's name that ends in A.
Andrea.
Okay. That's great.
What?
An American man's name.
Male names that end in A.
This is not going to go down a good path.
Why? How about Dakota?
Oh, boy. That's something you name a dog. That's
not a Dakota. Yeah. How about Dana? Dana.
That's a girl's name.
That is a boy's name.
No, I think it's a girl's name.
Dana Carvey?
That's great. It's still a girl's name. I wouldn't want
How about Cuba? This is my son. These are like Kanye's kids. This is my son.
Dana
this
and Cuba.
Cuba. Cuba West. Dakota
if you're
West.
Already at Cuba and we've just started, I don't think there are a lot of good male names that end in A.
Gabriella
is a girl's name.
No, okay. All right, never mind.
Yeah.
How about Joshua?
I guess Joshua.
Nikita, Nova, Santana. This is my
I've never
son,
known
Santana.
No, none of these names are real.
Sequoia.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Have you met my son, Sequoia? Yes.
That is something. I bet a bunch of people in Silicon Valley have children named Sequoia. All right, let's talk about Warcraft, maybe what we've done in the game. We have some listener questions. No, these are horrible names.
Baron Cohen.
Yeah, it's a shitty name. So we're going to talk about some news, listener questions, and anything else that comes up. Of course, this is a Warcraft show, not a baby naming show.
But the thing is, like, when you pick a name, though, I lately on my alts or the last year or two, I am Googling like Latin names and stuff like that. I don't know why. Do you ever do that or?
I mean, for me now, I'm so lazy with alts. I just add like because my main is Shelly, so I just put Shell something. Like I'm just lazy now. I've become one of those people. Like I have a frost mage named like Shelled or something. I was just like, oh, like chilled. I think stupid things really quickly and I put them in and then I take it. Yeah. I don't care about alts because I'm really like a main only person right now.
How about Indiana? That's a good name with an A at the end.
It's not. It's a state. Anyway.
So I should do like movie people. Like I should do like a Ryan Gosling character and make it look like him. Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't think he'd be a good warlock.
All right, what's going on? What's happening here? Where are we?
I think this is a Warcraft show, I think, if last I checked. So same for me like last week, you know, doing the same content at a harder difficulty. This week in Mythic Dungeons, I bumped a couple of 14s and did my first 15 because 15 will drop a higher eye level in the dungeon, not in your vault. So your vault at the end of the week will give you, you know, the best eye level from the things you've done. And once again, in my best slot, I got a trinket. I just said last week that I've been dealing
trinket.
Another trinket. Okay. So I had to pass on it and go for an offhand, which was okay. It was still an upgrade, so I can't bitch. But I just find it funny that in my best slot every week, actually I had two best slots this week, so it's kind of cheating, but I get that trinket. It's the first thing I see and I'm like, okay, I'm bugged or something. And I feel like every week I keep getting the other side. That's what I got this week. Again, I think I had that last week too. So I just feel like I'm on like a loop. Like I want something different, but It's fine. We'll get a bunch of keys. I like the way the key system works. You know, you can bump the key and it'll go to something higher. You can fail the key and it'll go to something lower. If you just reset the key, you can just lower the number down, because that's something we do sometimes. Like if we're trying to level up an alt or something, or, you know, because you could have like a 10 key or a 12 key and you don't want to take an alt in there and you bring it down to 5 or something. So I just kind of like the key system. I think it's flexible. And, you know, you're always like, oh, what key did you get? Oh, miss, that's a good one. Let's do that. So that's kind of cool. I did more rated BGs. I hit combatant just to kind of get my first PvP rank up so I could get my gear, like my PvP gear, to 207. I'm one win away from getting the next rank. I think it's 1600, and then it goes to 1800, you know, 2K, and it up there. And as you go higher, you can upgrade your PvP gear to higher eye level. So I actually now, even in my PvE gear, I'm wearing like 2 PvP pieces, which is strange. And for some people, like, PvP gear is like their best stuff, because you get to choose the stats and it's going to be weighted very highly on versatility. And I believe for some tanks and for like rogues, versus like the best stat. So some people are PvPing to get PvE gear, which is kind of the opposite of what we've seen in the past, depending what's going on. Yeah. So I'm still enjoying
all that gear that they're getting is from the vendors and upgrading them and all that.
Yes. Yep. So you can even upgrade this week. You can even upgrade like the crappy honor gear to 197. Which really is decent. You can probably do anything with 197. You can do Mythic 15s at 197.
Like, you know, I really haven't done PvP at all, like, in the history of me playing WoW, and I've been trying to get into it. And you know, you said, like, the PvP vendors are back, and they weren't there before. I can't imagine the motivation at all to do that.
It was
that
terrible.
Without those
PvPers
vendors
were pissed off, and people pretty much stopped, like, doing RBGs and all, like, the reasons to do these things. Like, only the people that truly loved Arena or loved PvP were still doing it. And, like, you used to get this, like, you couldn't pick. It was this automated system where you got, like, weapon this week and next week gloves. You couldn't, like, gear your character out. You couldn't fill holes. It was just such a terrible design. There's so many things like that in WoW. You're like, do these people play this game still? Do they love this game still? Like, this would be so easy to fix. Like, what are you doing? And the community wants it, and like, streamers want it, YouTubers want it. Finally, they add vendors back, and oh, it's the greatest thing. Why did you take them away? Like,
I can't
understand.
Imagine it not being there. Now that I like know how that system works, and I'm actively participating in it.
Yep.
Like, those vendors are my motivation to keep going back in there. Like, that's why I want to keep doing it, you know?
Yeah, that used to be my motivation. My first character was a warlock, and like, my friends were raiding, and I was like, you know what? I don't really want to do this. I want to gear out with PvP, and I thought it was just so fun to do BGs and get the full BG gear. But that was back when we had resilience, which was a PvP stat. Now we have versatility as the stat we see mostly on PvP, but it's also a PvE stat, so it's going to have you do more damage, have you do more healing, and it also reduces damage taken. So it's like that perfect stat for a lot of classes, and it's weird. I wonder if they're going to balance it or something, because, you know, there are some people, like I said, rogues, for example, that I think are like an all full, like 226 PvP verse gear, and they're just doing really well. So that's something you may want to check out pending what your stats are. And I know there was some like simulation stuff. We have a question about that later, where they were kind of telling people to gear wrong. They're finding out now that verse is better, and there's certain gear that's better for certain situations. I mean, if you're really min-maxing, you may want to have for certain boss fights a set of verse gear, another one for haste. Like, it's just crazy if you really get that into it. But I don't personally, obviously, especially as a healer. So other than that, I also finished my Covenant campaign. And it's weird because you're not Renown 40, which is the final Renown we can see, but you finish the campaign, quest campaign. So you get like a shitty Raid Finder eye level weapon that you can kind of hand this gem in to get this weapon at your Covenant. You unlock your third and final Soulbind. You don't have all the Soulbind slots unlocked for the conduits, but you have the Soulbinds are all there now. I don't know. It was kind of lackluster, like saying you finished the campaign. I'm like, but I'm not 40 yet. I feel like they should have timed it with that. It was kind of weird that that happened. And I'm finding the conduit's cooldown system, like, really annoying me personally, just because I play all three specs on my priest. Like, if I'm raiding, I'll do holy. If I'm mythic, I'm disc. If I'm PvP, I'm disc. But then sometimes I'm shadow, and it's like, I can't change around the conduits freely. Like, the other day, I wanted to do shadow because somebody wanted to heal, and, like, I went in there, and I had no conduit energy. So I'm having to like do worse DPS than I would. It's just annoying. I don't understand the reason for the system. And this, like, on Tuesday, I thought it reset. I thought like on like you get like 10, and I thought like, oh, on Tuesday it's reset. No, it's just one a day, and there's no reset on it. So I unlocked my third soul mine. It's like, I don't even know what to do with this guy because I don't even have any conduit energy because I've been playing around a bit. So I still feel like there's some like, what the fuck are you guys doing moments in this game that like, why do we have this conduit energy system? So I don't know if you've played around at all with the conduits. Have you unlocked any soul binds? Have you been to your covenant hall? Like, what are you doing over there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm putting anima in a big circle.
Okay. Room. All right.
I'm filling it up, Michelle. I want to ask you about the covenant thing, though. Like, so you finished that whole campaign, the 9 chapters, whatever it is.
Yes.
And so now... That's it? It's just...
Well, now we get to Renown 40, and every week I think we get three.
It's
and
world
you can...
quests and PvP.
No, I don't really do world quests.
Are you not doing those?
No, so I'll get my anima through, like, I just got 750 for winning a couple of rated RBGs, or you'll get 500 from doing dungeons. You don't really need to do world quests. I do a few once in a while. Yeah. Like, I'll do the world boss every week. Like I said last week, that's worth 250. You just get in a group and kill them, and I guess they can drop loot too. So you don't really have to do world quest grinds, which I like, because I didn't like in BFA how you had to do that. Like in the beginning, you had to do world quests.
That's all I was doing, I feel like, at the end game of BFA. Like, I was just...
Well,
like,
it wasn't the end game. It was the early game.
Well, whatever. The early end game. Whatever you want to call it. That, the post-max level stuff.
Yes, yes. You had to.
I felt like I was just doing world quests all the time, and I was getting sick of just going all around the map nonstop. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do that much that now. I have it under control, like I said. I slack a bit on the Torghast stuff. Like, I'm not doing the Twisting Corridor. Some of my friends have their like maw mounts and stuff, and they were in there doing, like, 8 floors of 18 levels. I'm like, you guys are fucking crazy. I don't do any of that. Like I said, no sockets or anything like that, but I get my souls, and I do my anima, and I've been keeping up with Renown. So now, John, like you say, I'm done with the campaign, but I have to get to Renown 40. So every week they drip you out some little... Oh, you unlock a soulbind level, or oh, you unlock another person for your command table. Like, you get a little reward every week. Mm-hmm. And at 40, I believe we're probably going to get like the next WoW patch. At that point, there'll be something new they introduce, some new raid, some new dungeons, because we need more dungeons, I think. Last expansion, there were two more, and actually more bosses within them as well. So I would love to see some new dungeons to try out as well. So yeah, I'm on maintenance mode, just trying to bump up. Like, maybe we can bump a 15 this week. I think my friends actually did. I wasn't in the group I was watching. They bumped a 15 and did a 16. So like every week you try to go up in key level and just, you know, without killing yourself, just kind of... so you can get higher eye level. All right, so you have been putting stuff in a circle, okay?
I am. I'm filling the circle up.
Okay.
All right, so what am I doing? So I wanted to go to fucking Torghast, right? And I go in the mall, and I realize I can't get in there. There's no portal. I see people disappearing off the ledge, and I'm like, I can't. There's nothing here.
Okay.
And then I realize that I can't do it yet because I have to do, like, the first chapter of the Covenant before that unlocks.
Okay.
So right now I'm like in the maw doing the soul thing, which I'm assuming as soon as that's over with, I can go into Torghast.
These are all things that take like 10 minutes. You realize this last week you collect 5 souls that takes 5 minutes.
No. What happened, I didn't play a ton since last week, admittedly. But after the last show, I went to go fucking to Torghast. I'm like, what the fuck? I can't come in here, you know? And then I realized, oh, I had to go do all these world quests first and then come back to the maw and then do the soul thing. So I did the world quests.
You shouldn't have to do world quests.
Yeah, you have to do the first 3 world quests to get – and then you go back to your Sinfall, and then that sends you to the maw. Just trust me, you do. I think they're just trying to expose you to that system. So as soon as I completed the third one, then I turned that in, and then I had to go to the maw, and that's where I am. But one of the world quests that was interesting to me because I did a pet battle one, and I was getting so fucking pissed off at that goddamn thing because I couldn't win. But
are you paying attention to what beats what? Like, if it's a flying guy, you pull out a beast or something stupid?
It's paper, scissor, rock, whatever. I get
rock,
it. You know,
paper,
the elements.
Scissors.
Whatever. I know. We do that a lot.
I know.
So I understand there's a whole elemental thing and all that. But the thing is, I have this whole stable of pets that I've had, like, since day one.
Yeah.
That are just low-level garbage, you know?
They should match your level. So if you pull out a 2, the pet should be a 2 that you're fighting. Usually. I believe there's some epic battles where that's not true. But it should scale with you.
Well, I have this whole stable of pets, and I have, like, one guy that's a 20, one's a 17.
Yeah, so you don't want to mix them because it's going to scale to your highest one. So you probably want to pull out, like, a level 1 and keep all 3 ones or something, and then it'll be a 1.
Oh, really?
Because
I was taking my higher ones.
There could be some pet battle people who are yelling at me here, but I believe that's how you cheese it if you want to, like...
Because my instinct was to take my 3 best ones, but you think the battle would have scaled?
I've seen them scale. I don't know if everyone does, but right. I know that I've had like my three like level 25s or something and I lost. And then I pulled out like three ones and the guy went to a one and I beat him. So I don't know. I'm sure somebody who plays pet battles might correct me, but you can try that if you're frustrated.
So this is like a little system in the game that I completely forgot about. And I remember when it first came out and I was like doing it all the time.
Yeah.
I was kind of getting into it and I kind of like, I don't want to become a pet guy. So anyway, I'm doing all that. I don't know, Michelle.
I don't think you like the game. I don't think you're really playing. It might be time to put Warcraft Outsiders to sleep, guys.
No,
I don't think John plays.
I do.
I don't think you want to play.
I play at my own pace. I play at my own pace, and that's just how it's going to be.
But it's a weekly show. If your pace is not playing during the week.
I'm thinking about starting a new alt named Nova, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
No more names that end in A's.
Or Seneca, maybe, would be a good guy to have.
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless you're going to roll a girl.
How about Hosea?
Oh, no. There's no Hosea. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
H-O-S-E-A. Hosea.
That's a terrible name. If my mother named me Hosea, it would make me very pissed off.
Yeah.
Ask your daughters for ideas. Just be like, what's a great dude name? And then just name it that. Right. I don't think you should be trusted with this, with what you're coming up with.
Yeah. I am going to say this, though. I don't really like Revendreth. It's just a big pile of rocks, and there's winding paths everywhere. And
do a lot of complaining, John. What do you love? Is there anything you like in the game?
I'm going to tell you the truth. In hindsight, I probably like Bastion the best, even though I was bitching about those people. Like, they're a bunch of crybabies, but I ended up probably having the fondest memories of that locale. You know, visually.
I think it was the most wide open, even though it's not. And that's probably why, along with Ardenweald, is probably. Yeah. Well, I mean, you can always change, John. You're probably not very high of a renown level.
Changing.
It doesn't sound like you even unlocked anything.
I'm filling a circle.
Okay. You're going to do that every week. So I hope you like filling circles. That's what Warcraft is all about, this expansion. All right. So let's get into some listener questions. This one is from Timothy in Texas. He says, hi, I'm one of the listeners who don't play WoW, but still listen because I love you guys. But now I'm thinking of trying World of Warcraft. I have played MMOs before, and I've always liked tanks. Is there a certain one you recommend or one you enjoy grouping with for some reason? Thank you. What do you think, John? I have an answer, but let's hear yours.
Make a tank? Make a warrior? What do you want to do?
That's not a good answer.
I never really played tanks, to be honest.
I mean, I played tanks, but I think he more means like, okay, so me as a healer, this expansion, I can give you kind of a short explanation. I only play really with paladins, demon hunters, and a warrior. So I haven't really healed a monk tank or a druid tank or anything like that. So
did he say race or?
No, those aren't races. They're obviously classes. So I mean, you want to play a tank that's good, right? Now, anything is viable up to a certain point. But if you want to be the best tank there is right now, it's a demon hunter. They have great mobility.
I hate those motherfuckers.
Well, I know you do. A lot of the affixes just complement demon hunters. And warriors may be like one of the worst I've healed. My friend just like doesn't seem to kite as well, obviously, as demon hunters. And I think it could be the rage system. Maybe they need to build up rage. We were just sort of talking about that in Discord. Like, maybe they need to build up rage at first so they can't, like, self-heal or move around as much until, like, the battle gets going a little bit. They just seem to take a lot of damage. And it's all about not taking damage. Like, in the 15, like, my friend was just, like, running around in circles the whole time. And I guess there wasn't enough DPS. And because the whole time, like, you just have to kite in circles. So it's just, like, an eye level limitation at some point. And it's funny. Like, tanks just don't stand there and tank damage. Like, that's not what it's about in Mythic Dungeons, at least. Like, you are moving around a lot. And demon hunters can move. Like, they're going to be the ones that are just the most mobile. And that's probably a big part of why they're good. So, you know, if you're not thinking about pushing high keys, though, you can play any tank you like. For me personally, yeah, I don't mind healing demon hunters and paladins, but with my friends on the warrior, I'm like, oh no, this is not going to go as well. Like, because you just can't run in circles. You know, they have a couple of charges and leaps, and it just ends up being messy. So it's weird, though, John, because I know you think tank, big, strong guys stand there, take the damage. It hasn't become that right now. It's who can fucking run away. Yeah.
And who can just kind of, like you said, kite everyone together. And
yes. And not that a tank isn't the most important part of the group. Like, you can have, like, maybe one shitty DPS, and you can kind of carry them and get through. If you have a bad tank, you're just screwed.
When I go in dungeons, I mean, I basically say, okay, who's the tank here? All right, I'm just following that guy. That's it. You know?
Yeah.
And just watch what he's doing at all times.
Of course. You want to do that. Yeah. Listen to your tank. So here's another question here from, who's this? Chris. So he said, hey, this is a question mostly for Michelle, but also John. Do you know of a good add-on that can simulate my DPS? I'm a marksman hunter, and I'm not sure about my secondary stats. So John, you play DPS, obviously. I play a healer. Do you use any add-ons for DPS?
Yeah. You broke up there. Did you say simulate DPS?
Yeah. Simulate DPS. And he wants to know about his secondary stats. So I think as marksman, you're crit mastery. But a lot of people I know use bloodmallet.com. It's not an add-on, as far as I know. It could also be. But it's a website. So you can simulate various boss fights, like patchwork. And it's going to work on all DPS specs. Yeah, and it'll give you like a 3D pyramid you can move around. And this is when some people started to figure out that Verse was scaling better, even though like they were told it was haste. I mean, AI is going to figure this stuff out before people do, right? This is where people min-max and see the simulation.
Yeah,
and
I went on some website before where it told me like my stats and what I would do and get. Is this the one you're talking about?
It might be, yeah, bloodmallet.com. So if you're a DPS class, you definitely want to just take a peek at this. It doesn't work for healing because, of course, that's more complicated. Tanking, I mean, it'll show you damage. It's not going to show you, like, mitigation. But any DPS spec should probably take a look at bloodmallet if you're into the simulation stuff. And there is an add-on you can get. I forget the name, where it'll go through, like, the gear in your bag and it'll tell you, like, the best stuff that's going to bring your DPS up or whatever. But if you really want to get a good idea about, like, how you should break down the stats.
Yeah, I have one of those plugins.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of it. I have something in my bag, though, that tells me which gear to put on, and it shows me the percentages.
Right.
It is better.
But sometimes it's about how it all works together. So it needs to know how much like haste you have overall, because after 20%, there could be some diminishing returns. So something like Blood Mount will give you that exact amount, because like obviously, Chris, you play a marksman hunter. And like I said, I believe it's crit mastery, if I recall. But you don't know how much, at what point is it crit? Do I just infinite crit? And then when do I put in mastery? So that's what something like this can help. And that's why some people are finding that versatility is just like infinitely scaling for them on certain fights. And it's interesting, like if you really want to bring your DPS up, like this is a way to do it. You could find that you're geared all wrong. And the same thing can go for healers. I mean, I was talking to Jeff, who's an old guy we used to play with. And he's not old. I'm saying old as in back in the day we used to play with him. And he's back in the game now, and he plays a Disc Priest too. And he was having trouble with some stuff. And he said, I just don't have enough haste. It's like, okay, it can be like you can have decent gear, but if you're all mastery as a Disc Priest and you have like no haste, you're not going to be able to play as well as somebody who has haste. So you have to take a look at your secondary stats. It's not always just always go for the most in. Like generally it is, yes. But if you're really struggling with something, like you may want to like lose 2 int to gain 100 haste or something. Like you have to take a look at something to kind of simulate like how that's going to go. So yeah, check out bloodmallet.com.
And you could do that. The one I used was on raidbots.com. Is
that Yeah. I remember that one. All right, so news. This is a Torghast news thing. I haven't tried Torghast yet this week, but the Beasts of Protogum. Am I pronouncing that properly?
Sure. Protogoma.
I don't think there's an A there. So this event is now live. You get to choose a beast and you get new anima powers. So apparently there's a whole bonus event schedule for Torghast. I didn't even know about this. And I usually know about everything because it's like all I do is read news. So Chorus of the Dead is going to be another event. Unbridled Darkness is going to be another event. So basically you go into Torghast and they give you a beast. You can choose different types of beasts, and I guess you get a bunch of different anima powers for the beast as you level through. Like, I kind of feel like they just need to go crazy with Torghast. Like, they need to just experiment and do crazy shit. Like,
so this beast is like just some little thing that follows you around and helps you, kind of?
Yeah, like, calls forth Horgul, a powerful shade hound that can stun individual enemies and draw their attention. So it's like a little tank for you. Or you can call forth another dude who is a soul hunter who howls to increase your combat abilities. So you can
then have my Void Walker and this thing?
Yes. Yeah. So I think that that's cool because Torghast needs some help, in my opinion. Like, a lot of people I know don't do it. Some people just drudge through it. Other people do it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, in hindsight, is it a success or no?
No.
I don't think so.
I think it could have been the best thing they put in the game in a while, but it just didn't. I don't understand why it's so long, so many floors, so mundane. Like, I just gained 3% haste. Like, do crazy fun things. And I've said this, like, okay, so my friends play Dota 2, and I watch a lot of games, and there's ability draft mode, and you get to pull different spells and from, like, all different – I believe it's a pool from, like, a lot of heroes or something, or a certain amount of heroes. That's what I want to see in Torghast, like I've said before, just something crazy where I can go in there and be a hybrid. Or maybe as a priest, I go in there and I can start pulling shadow spells, holy spells, dispels, or I can start pulling shaman spells. Like, there should have been some sort of, like – crazy. Like, they have these spells and skills in the game. Like, I could be a priest who can charge. I guess it would probably break animations or something stupid. I don't know what would happen, but like, it needs to be a fun playground, not this regimented thing that you do every week and just out of having to. Nobody's like, right. I'm so excited to do this. It's like, I'm going to get through it because I want this. I need this. I need my soul lash so I can build another legendary. You know, it should have been something fun that people could do. And it's like, it could be there. The system is there, but they just don't know what to do with it yet. So I don't know if they're going to totally scrap something like this. I think in the next expansion, we might see like another iteration of it. I was going to ask you what you thought of it, but every week you're not in there. Like, you haven't done a real run.
Well, I've done the initial one, but
yeah, that's not even. You don't know the pain you're in for. And also, like, you know, I'm up to floor 8 on my main, and I was like, thinking about leveling my warlock, and I'm like, I'm not going to do this because I have to go do Torghast again. I'd have to start at floor 1. I don't know how people do it with all these alts. Like, I can't do it this expansion, like, because I just feel like there's too much stuff to catch up with. And, you know, because I have like so many level 50s. I have a 50 hunter, a 50 warlock, a 50 paladin, a 50 death knight, a 50 other 50 priest, that's alliance. I have so many 50s that it's like, yeah, I would level them and fool around with them, but I'm not going to do all this stuff. I know if I leveled my warlock, I would be without conduits, without soul binds, without a legendary, without whatever. And I'm not going to like even bother. So I just don't feel like they have done enough to make something.
So do you feel like the whole linear thing that we went through?
Mm-hmm.
Potentially a problem because of alts, right? Because it's
no. Well, so the Threads of Fate thing, which we've talked about before, like I started leveling my warlock and I did Threads of Fate, so I can just like run dungeons or do quests and I can get to 60. It's not the leveling that's the problem. Yeah, it's once you get to 60, having to do all this again, like unlock the 8 floors of Torghast again. I don't want to do that. I can't. A lot of people are doing it though, so maybe I'm the problem, and I'm willing to say that. Like for me, where I'm at in the game, I can't have like more than one character. Like even getting 2 specs geared out is too much for me. It's like I haven't made my shadow legendary yet. I haven't made a holy legendary. You know, I have to kind of focus on one thing at this point. But I commend the people who can do it. I mean, I'm not knocking them. It's just more like for the game, for me at the place I'm at, I really find it hard to like do something more than my main spec. Already having issues, like I said, just with the conduit. So I kind of would like to jump in a dungeon with my warlock and just see, you know, what it feels like. But I just know that I'm not going to because of all the stuff it takes. Anyway, other news. Cyberpunk 2077 and World of Warcraft helped Twitch round out a record month of viewing. I know you like lists, John, so why don't you tell me?
And they're saying on here, this is the first time in months, I guess, that Among Us and Fall Guys wasn't in the top 10.
Yeah, we played again with my friends and we're like, yeah, I think we'll come back in 6 months. Like Among Us is kind of like, I don't know. I know people are still playing, but yeah, it's a little stale. Like it's something that I think it's fun to like do every couple of months with people because it's like a social game. But like you can't play that every night. At least I can't. I would probably go crazy.
It's a little one dimensional, but
it is.
I think they have big plans for it though. I'm sure they got injected with some serious
cash.
But anyway.
It would be fun. Yeah, if they made a bunch of party games.
So the top 10 in December, number one was Just Chatting, which is just kind of a catch-all.
Yeah.
So really, the true number one for gaming was Fortnite, which actually astonishes me that that's still going. League of Legends, number 3, and then WoW was 4.
So it's interesting, though, we see League and WoW together. Now, we know a League of Legends MMO is coming. How much of that is going to pull from WoW when they're sort of neck and neck with viewing hours?
They're very much neck and neck. League had 77 million versus 76 million hours for WoW. And then it's interesting to me that
Look, League is down 49% and WoW is up 48%.
Oh, interesting.
That's because of the new expansion. So I think they pull from the same pool of viewers.
And Fortnite's up, is that 8%? I can't.
Yeah, up 8%. Minecraft down 25%.
Some kid just broke the Fortnite or viewing record. Did you see that?
I don't pay attention. No, I don't want to know. Does he have blue hair and an annoying face too, like Ninja? I hope not.
Yeah, guy just broke the Spanish streamer David the Grefg Martinez smashed the concurrent record on Twitch with more than 2 million live viewers.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to a lot of that. I really generally hate most streamers. I'm not into the culture. I hate most people, so let's be fair. But No, I don't really pay attention to that. I mean, Fortnite obviously isn't going anywhere. I thought it would be dead by now, honestly.
I thought so too. I thought Warzone and Call of Duty were going to eat into it, but that's not even close to the case.
No, it's a little too masculine for this generation. no, I'm just kidding. Minecraft is there.
Cyberpunk is number 6, which actually I'm surprised by with all the negative press.
Yeah.
7 is Counter-Strike Go, and then Warzone is 8. Grand Theft Auto 5, for God's sakes, is number 9. And Escape from Tarkov, which I think it totally is coming out. That went up 193%.
And if we were to go down, Rust would be up there again. I'm actually thinking of trying that game. I've never played, and like all of a sudden, it's all I'm hearing about is Rust. Like, there's so many people streaming it. So it's interesting with PC gaming how, like I've said on VGO, that like games just come back or come out of nowhere. Like, they're not even new. It's just like, why all of a sudden is Rust so popular? Oh, somebody's been streaming it. So, you know, WoW is one of those games I think is always going to be on this list. You know, as new expansions come out, it's kind of a fun game to watch a streamer play because they can be more conversational.
Right.
You know, you can do all sorts of things. You can be chill. But yet people also like to watch like Mythic Races and PvP stuff. So it has a lot of different things you can do. So I don't know. I guess it's not shocking to me. I mean, they broke the concurrent like viewer record or something like last year with Classic, or a couple of years ago with Classic. So it's obviously still a huge calling. But anyway, John, we're not doing a show next week unless you actually play the game. It may have to be like a 2 week.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious. But we're going to... we're not.
I will be talking all about Torghast next week and all my experiences.
Are you sure about that?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay.
I'm like 10 minutes from being in there, for God's sake.
You were already 10 minutes from being in there when you found out you couldn't go in.
No, I wasn't. No. I really wasn't.
I'm such a WoW whipcracker, even though like there's so many things I don't do. Well, look, we'll see where you are at next week. We'll be back very soon. If not next week, the week after. We'll check in with John and me and some more news.
We'll see you next week, and I'll talk about my new alt.
No. Don't roll a new alt. Like, finish what you've got going here.
I want to make Mustafa.
Okay. No. Let's not do that. Let's not get into Mustafa. I don't have time to get into that right now. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening and subscribing. We appreciate it, and we will see you very soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for subbing. Bye.